after removing the doubts of Radha and her friends, and while the deities of the holy places stood to the side and chanted sacred hymns like the Purusha Shukta, Krishna observed proper rituals, bathed in his lake. Purified by a sacred bath, Krishna came out of the water, and after dressing himself in fresh clothing and donning a garland of lotuses, he came before the gopis in quite an arrogant mood, saying, I've created a sacred lake containing all the holy places in which I have bathed and become free from any taint of sin. But none of you have performed such a pious deed or taken such a holy dip. Such impudence and provocation could not go unanswered. Her words, ornamented with sarcasm and spoken in such a way that Hari could clearly hear every word, Radha addressed her friends, I must have an even more beautiful lake than this one. Please arrange to construct one with great care. And then pointing to where Arista's hooves had made a hole in the ground, she said, over there. The gopis immediately set to digging in the soft earth with their hands, and when that was too slow, they used their bangles and within an hour had excavated a very attractive kund. Astonished at the charm of the lake which the gopis had constructed, Krishna thought of teasing his beloved, and so he suggested, O lotus-eyed girl, why don't you use water from my lake to fill up your kund? However, Radha would have none of that, and protesting with both hands, she said, Impossible. Now that you have bathed in your lake, its water is contaminated by the dreadful sin of killing a cow. Instead, my friends and I will fill up my lake by bringing water from Manasaganga, and thus my fame will spread throughout the universe for having constructed such a sacred place of pilgrimage. Leading gopis like Lalita quickly mobilized their followers, and within a short time, using milk pots to carry water from Manasaganga, they had filled the pool that they were proudly calling Radhakund. At that time, Krishna made a mysterious gesture, and suddenly, startling the gopis, a divine personality that was an associate of the holy places rose from Krishna's lake and approached Radha with tears in his eyes. Folding his hands, the deity bowed before Vishabhanu Nandini and praised her, saying, O goddess, neither the knower of all scriptures, Brahma, nor Shiva, nor Lakshmi, can understand your glories. Only the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, the best of men, understands them, and therefore he renders you menial service like wiping the dew drops of perspiration from your limbs when you are fatigued. At other times, Lord Krishna paints your feet with red lacquer and then decorates them with ankle bells, rejoicing in the supreme fortune of having become the servant of your dainty pink lotus feet. Upon the Lord's order, we holy places have entered into this beautiful lake that he created with one kick of his heel. However, we have a desire that only your merciful glance upon us can fulfill. Pleased by these words of praise, Radha smiled slightly and looked for cues, first from Krishna and then from her friends. And seeing them favorably inclined, she asked, Kindly tell me, what is your desire? With deep emotion, the heavenly being said, We request that you kindly make our lives successful by giving us permission to enter and reside in your beautiful lake. That is our desire. Glancing at her beloved from the corners of her eyes, Sri Radha replied with a smile, Please come. Hearing which her friends, indeed all creatures, became immersed in the unknown ocean of happiness. Blessed by Sri Radha, with a crashing sound, the holy waters forcibly broke through the western bank of Krishna's Kund and created a canal through which they flowed to mix with the waters of Radhakund. The two lakes appeared as splendid as the eyes of a peacock, and while the divine couple looked on, lotuses of all colors appeared within their waters and groves of every description upon their banks. Krishna turned to Radha and declared, Most beloved, because your Kund is as dear to me as you are, I will come to bathe in it daily. May Radhakund become more famous in this world than Shyamakund. Now it was Radha's turn. Completely abandoning all contrariness and openly revealing her feelings, she replied, You may kill 100 bull demons, but I will bathe daily in your Kund. And in the future, any person who has intense devotion for your lake by the name of Shyamakund, and who bathes here or lives here, will certainly become very dear to me, and thus will come to me. After Radha and Krishna had pronounced their vows and blessings, the entire area surrounding the two lakes echoed with the voices of cheering gopis and the sounds of rejoicing forest animals. Giriraj, who from his hiding place nearby had also been witnessing these events, closely embraced the two sacred lakes, thrilled that he would be regularly seeing the midday pastimes of the divine couple. It was midnight by the time the excavation and filling of Radhakund was completed, and the obstacles to Krishna's long-awaited plan for a rasa dance with Radha and the gopis removed. But it was worth the wait. The appearance of Aristasura in Braj, followed by Krishna's battle with the demon, were but a prelude to the advent of eternal Radhakund and Shyamakund in the world. In this unfortunate age of quarrel, when people are condemned to lives of misery, these two divine lakes are oases of spiritual opportunity that no sane man or woman will pass up. Those persons who devotedly serve Shyamakund, which is millions of times greater than the Ganges, and which was born from the touch of Krishna's foot, become dearer to him than even the demigod Shiva. And persons who in the same way worship the Chintamani jewel known as Radhakund, attain the full mercy of Lord Krishna and become the most dear and glorious of devotees. As Krishna had foretold, Radhakund became more famous than his own lake. Indeed, the whole area became known by names connected with Radha, like Radhakund, Shrikund, and Shrivan. Indeed, Radha's lake has become so famous that pilgrims who plan to visit and bathe in both lakes do not even mention the name of Shyamakund. They just say, "We're going to Radhakund." In the same way that it is understood that wherever Radha is, Krishna is automatically nearby, everyone understands that whenever a mention of her lake is made, that automatically includes Krishna's lake. Thus, after midnight on the eighth day of the dark moon, Krishnastami, in the month of Kartik, which is also known as Bahulashtami, Krishna finally enjoyed a splendid rasa dance on the banks of the two lakes. Although similar to other rasa dance celebrated elsewhere in Braj, this festival was special, for as its successive features like dancing, strolling, and bathing gradually unveiled the entirety of celestial Radhakund. From the night until the time that Krishna left for Dwarka, the Radhakund and Shyamakund of the spiritual world were fully visible in their opulence and sweetness upon earth. Thereafter, the lakes resumed their original appearance as simple ponds until Vajra further excavated them, at which time they became known as Kanchanakund and Vajrakund, respectively. Vajra named the village of the area Aritgram. Some say that the Vajrakund was named after Vajra. Others say it was named after the Vajra that Indra threw there to help Krishna excavate the lake. Like other sacred places in Vrindavan, after the death of Parikshit Maharaj, these too gradually deteriorated and became covered by plants and lost to all but the rare self-realized soul. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who then rediscovered Radhakund and Shyamakund, which by his time had declined into two unrecognizable puddles in a common agricultural field. And finally, by the Lord's order, Raghunath Das Goswami further excavated and expanded Radhakund and Shyamakund into what they appear as today in sacred Boma Vrindavan. Those radiantly beautiful lakes have also appeared in Krishna Valley to serve Radha and Shyam with their transcendental bounty. Therefore, which servant of their lordship will fail to bathe in their waters? Scriptures say that faithful, single-minded devotees who bathe in Radhakund on Bahulashtami are blessed with prema bhakti like that of the friends or maidservants of Sri Radha. And furthermore, having been granted the perception that is exclusive to great transcendentalists, they will be granted a vision not only of Brajamandal in its entirety, but of the whole universe as well. Generally, pilgrims are forbidden to bathe at holy places in the dead of night. But at Radhakund, the only place on earth, people are blessed to take the midnight sacred bath called Ardha Ratri Snan. O Sri Radhakund, O Sri Krishnakund, you destroy all sins within the heart and then fill it with one-pointed love. From the very core of my being, I offer my humble obeisances to you again and again. This was the narration of the appearance of Radhakund and Shyamakund, and there's the appearance of Radhakund and Shyamakund in the spiritual world, but I'll leave that for another time, or devotees may read about it in the book. I hope that this reading is pleasing to the devotees and transmits some of the wonder of the midnight festival that people generally call Bahulastami. Hare Krishna.